Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Broadcasting from the Shaw Star Market Studios, the destination for Boston sports fans. This is Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence Boston, a radio.com sports station. This is Patriots Friday on Sports Radio WEEI. Patriots Friday is presented in part by Toyota's official website for deals, buyatoyota.com.
By Putnam Investments, proud Patriots partners, committed to an active game plan on the field and off.
And by AdCare. If you're struggling with alcohol, AdCare can help. Call 1-800-ALCOHOL.
This hour of Dale and Keefe is sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, with locations in Salem, New Hampshire, and in Dedham, next to Legacy Place.
This is the Dale and Keefe Show. Dale and Keefe, middays on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Fourth and final hour, Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio WEEI. The hours are a bit jumbled up here on the day after Thanksgiving, on Black Friday. But while Rich is off today, Andy Hart, WEEI.com, is in the house. Just a quick college football note, believe it or not, Andy.
If this is what I was just looking at and wanted to bring up, we are on such a great wavelength.
Probably will be.
What do you got?
You will have, for Vanderbilt University,
yes,
the first woman to ever participate in a Power 5 football game tomorrow. Vanderbilt, because of injuries to the football team, is turning to women's soccer player Sarah Fuller to be their place kicker for the game tomorrow.
Very cool.
Playing the part of Kathy Ireland, I guess.
So. Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. We're cruising, Dale.
Man.
Melded minds.
This is, in my humble opinion, sorry if it sounds sexist, one of the few positions where I wouldn't be scared to death watching a woman participate in a Power 5 football game. Hopefully, you know, the offensive line, the protection line can do a good enough job to keep her, you know, safe, and I wouldn't want her out there having to make tackles at the safety position or the cornerback position or, you know, a wide receiver taking that shot over the middle from the linebacker. Place kicker's probably the one area where I would feel that she'd be reasonably safe in doing this.
Yes. Place kicker, punter right now. Now, I know, I mean, there's professional women's football, right? There are a lot of women that play.
Yep. But they're playing against women.
Correct. Now, I don't know enough about those sports to say whether is the best cornerback in professional women's football, would she be capable of being, you know, on an NFL field and covering? And let's be honest, I mean, Deion Sanders and a lot of other cornerbacks avoid contact and aren't looking to do a lot of hitting and different things. And so could they stay out of the fray enough, or are they physically capable of hitting? But it's a cool story, regardless of what, you know, going down the road of, oh, could she play quarterback? Could there be a quarterback? Could there be a corner? Who cares? She's taking the field, and now we'll see if she makes her kicks.
There have been a few women collegiate kickers at lower college levels.
Right.
This is the first Power 5 time that a woman's had the opportunity to play in a Power 5 football game for her college. In this case, it's Vanderbilt. And Vanderbilt has been upfront about this. They've had some injuries. Their place kicker got injured, and this was, I guess, what they thought was their best alternative.
Right. And now I'll be interesting to see, like, if you just watch this, are you, and I mean literally just sort of zone in and watch her kick, are you going to think there's a woman kicking, or are you just going to think there was a kick?
I'm probably going to be thinking there's a woman kicking because it's going to be hard to ignore it, I think.
I agree, but I also just wonder for this actual singular act, you know, you go back three steps and over two steps or whatever
right.
the hell they do. Like, am I going to watch that and say, oh, one step, kick, the ball is up, the ball is good. And just say, no, didn't really look any different to me. I know it's a woman, but...
Well, and especially way back when, and I'm not equating the two, believe me when I say this, but way back when my daughter was a hockey player, and she was playing co-ed hockey at the age where you could first begin to check. And she's a 12-year-old kid. She's out there playing with the boys. There are only like two girls on the team. And the two girls who had the ponytail hanging out of the back of the helmet were the players that 12-year-old boys thought, well, I can hit that and not get hurt, right?
Right, but
this I'm looking at Sarah Fuller. She's got long hair. It's going to be hard to not notice, I think, that she's got a long ponytail hanging out of the back of her football helmet.
Right. I'm just okay. So let's just say you're watching from the knee down. Will it look like any other kick you've ever seen from a college? Because they don't look as good, all of them, in college as they do in the pros, right? I mean, you watch some college games, and you're like, ugh, that was an ugly PAT, or ugh, that was an ugly field goal attempt. But I just wonder if the actual act of foot hitting ball going through uprights will look normal. But, you know, your bigger point...
By the way, if you're wondering, just for the sake of completing the story, she is a soccer player. Vanderbilt won the SEC championship, but she's a keeper.
Yeah.
She's the goalkeeper for the Vanderbilt soccer team that won the SEC championship. I mean, you got to have a big leg if you're a keeper and you're banging those punts out of the 18-yard box, so... Maybe that'll help her in this as well.
Right, because that was it Tony Meola, the guy who tried out for the Jets
yes,
after
yep.
the mid-90s World Cup run there and everything? He was their goalkeeper, right? And then he tried out for the Jets, and I don't think it really led to anything. But your bigger point is, you know, a much bigger discussion than we're going to have in the final hour of a Friday, Black Friday show. But, like, the sexism in sports is a massive topic, in my opinion. And I'm biased on this because I coach girls lacrosse. With my daughter, and it's, in my opinion, girls lacrosse is mandated sexism, as I guess the way I would put it. They don't wear pads.
Yep.
It's a totally different sport. There's no physicality and checking, and I can remember, I mean, this is years ago now, 3-4 years ago, my daughter started, I said, why can't they just put all the same equipment on and play? And no one really has an answer for me. I don't understand. Like, I've never understood why we say that a girl can't go out and compete against another girl in a sport that has a little bit more contact and physicality. Because I'll be honest, going up the ranks, watching young girls and young boys in youth sports, a lot of times the young girl athletes who are the best on the field, I think would be the best on most boys' fields, too. There's these young, you know, 10, 11, 12-year-olds that are as aggressive, quick, feisty as any young male athlete that I've ever seen. And I've never understood why they don't let them just play the sport.
And yet I will say, when my 12-year-old daughter got crushed by a kid in a hockey game, a male in a hockey game, and I watched her basically crawl off the ice, I turned to my wife and I said, that's it. We're not playing co-ed anymore.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm fine with that, because then you get into the weird... You know, testosterone and puberty and different things happen. I just have never understood why women's lacrosse is mandated
yep.
to be a completely different game where the field is longer because it's wide open. It's just a running up and down sport. I've never really understood the need. And it's dangerous. Now, they've started to sort of, because for a while there, they just wore goggles. And I'm like,
right.
Well, there's still a ball moving around at a pretty
still
high rate.
Still need a helmet for that,
yeah.
Don't you?
And they're starting to do like these half helmet shield forehead things. And I just think there's so many rules and efforts and things to make it a safer girls sport. How about just treat it like a sport and play it the way boys do? I mean, look at dunking. Remember, like, women couldn't dunk? And now you see more and more women in collegiate basketball or professional. Not that they're, you know, soaring above the rim yet like Michael Jordan. But you've seen more women dunk in recent years than you did 15 years ago, right?
Absolutely.
It's the damnedest thing.
I'm looking at the Vanderbilt football roster, which is posted online. Sarah will wear number 32. Vanderbilt's already said she's going to play tomorrow. She's a senior from Texas, 6'2".
Oh. Who am I to criticize that?
they don't list weights on here. It just says height 6'2". Good for her. Yeah. And you know what? I probably would have zero desire to sit and watch Vanderbilt football on a Saturday afternoon, but I have to admit I'd be curious to see how she does.
I hope she doesn't suck. I really do. I hope she doesn't miss like three, you know, two PATs and a field goal, and you get these, you know, jerk. Hey, see? Why don't you stick to your own sport?
Well, she's been practicing all week with the team. My guess here is that they wouldn't put her in a position.
Right.
If they weren't watching her in practice and saying, you know what? Kid can kick.
Now, is she, I didn't read far enough. Is she kicking off or just handling?
As I understand it, no, she's going to be their place kicker. Extra points, field goals.
Yeah, I'm interested. I'll watch it. I hope it turns out well for her.
Now, Vanderbilt is 0-7 this season. The special teams group was hit by COVID-19, and I mean, they basically lost their whole special teams group this week. You could make the argument that head coach Derek Mason felt he had no choice here, but my guess is he could have found a male replacement,
right.
And good for him, he decided Sarah's going to be the first woman to suit up for a Power 5 conference game.
And this is a thing you hear a lot of stories about in high school football, college football. Oh, something happens and the football team has to go get a soccer player, right, to handle the kicking duties. So it's sort of a normal thing at some football levels. No, it just happens to be a woman, a young lady doing it instead of a young man.
It's funny, there's a picture of her that Vanderbilt put out, I guess. And she's got her Vanderbilt football uniform on. She's holding her football helmet in her hands. And, you know, on the back where NFL teams now, you know, some helmets say Black Lives Matter. Some helmets say Breonna Taylor. Not everybody has a slogan on the back of their helmet, but many players now do.
Yep.
Hers says, play like a girl.
I like those commercials and that thought process, play like a girl. You know, I think that started around the era of Jenny Finch and that idea. If you play like a girl, because I don't know about you, Dale, former baseball player, I'm pretty sure I could not hit Jenny Finch if
oh,
she
I know I
threw to me. So, you know, what does that mean? Play like a girl who's going to go dominate most fields in America? That's cool. I mean, this is a good thing. I'm not just saying this because I'm not exactly a tree-hugging hippie, MAGA heart here. I am the father of a daughter, so I maybe look at these things with a little bit of bias, but I don't know how you could be against this. I don't know how you could say, you know what, stick to her. No, they're scrambling. As you said, there's injuries, there's COVID, there's all kinds of things. What's wrong with this? Why would you ever be against this? But I bet you there's some people in some places that are against this.
There probably are. You and I aren't among them. Again, you've got a daughter. I've got a daughter who was a high school and college athlete. Good for her. I mean, as I said to my daughter at one point during the college process, look, you're not going to the NHL at the end of this whole thing. Let's get the college right before we worry about the hockey aspect of it.
Right.
But I'm sure somewhere in the back of her own mind, she was thinking, God, it would be nice if I could go. Now there are professional leagues and women can play professional hockey. But I would not have tuned in for a minute of Vanderbilt football tomorrow, but I will now.
And those professional hockey leagues are playing at Lake Placid, right? We talked about that.
One of them is, yeah.
Bubbling at Lake Placid.
And they're going to play an entire regular season over a two-week span.
Seems like a lot.
Well, it's only going to be like five games, but yes. Because they've had to cut everything down, right. And then they're going to play their playoffs, and away they go.
Well, good all for right. Sarah.
Good for her. And she's trending across the country right now because people are looking at this and saying, oh, look at this. Look what's happening.
I hope she's not trending for the wrong reasons after she performs.
I hope so, too. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Just a quick update on what's going on with the Baltimore Ravens and their situation. That's coming up in just a couple of minutes. It's Dale and Keefe with Andy Hart in the house, and it's time to trend.
Cam Newton joins the Greg Hill Show every Patriots Monday. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Bill Belichick, during his weekly press Zoom session earlier today, said Sony Michel ready to go for Sunday. He is on the practice field. By the way, Isaiah Wynn is not on the practice field, has not been this week. That would seem to severely hamper the chances of the Patriots starting left tackle being available for Sunday's game against the Arizona Cardinals. Tom Pelissero reported after a positive COVID-19 test, the Broncos canceled practice today. Denver scheduled to play the Saints Sunday afternoon. We'll give you an update in just a couple of minutes on the Baltimore Ravens situation. This after NFL MVP Lamar Jackson and a dozen other players and staffers tested positive for COVID-19. Their game Sunday against the Steelers is now in question. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
.com.
More of Dale and Keith with Andy Hart on WEEI.
All right, let's give you the update as best we can about the Baltimore Ravens situation. This comes courtesy of Pro Football Talk. We mentioned this earlier, that the league would likely wait for Friday's PCR test results before making a final decision as to whether Ravens-Steelers will be played on Sunday. But ProFootballTalk.com updated that, said the decision to keep the game on Sunday wouldn't come until later tonight when they get these test results. But it's a decision to move the game could happen sooner. If the game moves, the belief is that it will move to Tuesday, not Monday. Cowboys-Ravens are supposed to play next Thursday. That would move as well. So in an attempt, their continuing attempt here, Andy, to avoid a Week 18, it appears that they are willing to take Ravens-Steelers, play it on Tuesday of this coming week, and then take Cowboys-Ravens, scheduled to be next Thursday, 2 days after the Ravens play the Steelers, and move that as well.
So can you explain this to me, why they are so hesitant to have a Week 18 to the point where they're, like, if they move next Thursday's game, like, are you eliminating?
I assume they're going to take it from Thursday to the following Sunday.
But are you eliminating?
That would be my guess.
Are you eliminating Thursday night football?
Yes, that would be my guess. Yep.
So you're so Thursday night of this week, Thursday night of next week, you're eliminating significant standalone broadcasts from your partners and avoiding an 18th week.
I guess unless they took one of next Sunday's games and moved it up to Thursday.
I don't think they're
going to. And you'd have
that.
To tell whatever teams are involved, you'd have to tell them like today.
Right. I know we're in a weird world here where we're all sort of adjusting on the fly. I mean, I mentioned it earlier that the Colorado USC game was canceled, and Colorado is now playing San Diego State on Saturday. So you found out 2 days earlier that, like, new opponent, boom. Don't worry about it. Game plan, you know, watch a little tape tonight and you'll be ready to go. So we're in a world where this is happening. Things are kind of being picked up on the fly. There was a Washington game that, you know, are they going to play BYU? Are they not going to play BYU? They're not playing BYU. Like, a lot of these things, there's been balls in the air. And you catch whichever ball lands in your lap and you go play the game. But I don't understand. To me, the 18th week gives your partners more content, right? You have another week of television ratings. You're making good on your Thursday night. Oh, I'm sorry, but, you know, you'll get a nice Ravens-Steelers game at some point. I don't really, and they've talked about, enough people have talked about the fluidity of the Super Bowl, and they always wanted to move it back to the holiday weekend, and it's a different year anyway, so it's not like you're going to screw up all the parties and large gatherings that were going to be held, because that's not the world we live in. I don't understand these decisions right now. I really don't.
I mean, as I sit here and look at it from afar, I think that the NFL is desperately trying to keep this package in the same 17-week wrapping that they started with. They're trying to avoid having to add an extra playoff team, which, by the way, means more money going out. You know, you keep the same amount of money coming in, but you have more money going out. because now you've got to pay two extra playoff teams, one in each conference. I think ultimately it's going to happen, but they're trying everything they can do to avoid it.
And I don't understand how they – I feel like they could make more money here. You know me. I've had this wondering all the time if there's some, you know, accounting that they're really worried about in terms of maybe charging a network extra for an extra weekend of football, but now do you pay all your players an 18th game check and sort of how all those financial details would be worked out. I just feel like the NFL has so many people that want to be part of their product. You know, we see it all the time. Oh, the Yahoo is this, and Amazon Prime is this, and this is the official streaming partner, and they're expanding these horizons. I just don't know how they couldn't find a way to, if finances are an issue, if they have to pay out a couple extra playoff teams or pay out a couple extra game checks, I just feel like they could get somebody to foot that bill, some network, some online service that's trying to weasel their way into the next series of NFL contracts. So I just something smells funny to me, though, how much they are pushing back on that 18th season. I don't know the details, but something smells funny how hard they're fighting that.
Why do you think that is, though? I mean, besides the something smells funny thing.
It's got to be financial. It's got to be something along those lines. I can't quite. And I know I think I asked Peter that one week, you know, a month ago when we had him on, and he kind of poo-pooed it. But it just, they're pushing back so hard against that, that there has to be a reason. They're going to lose something, or something's not going to play out well for the league itself, the Shield, the owners. There has to be a reason they're doing this, because it seems like it's too obvious right now.
I mean, the easiest thing of all here would be, hey, it's not Lamar Jackson's fault that the trainer didn't do what he was supposed to do, but it's the Baltimore Ravens' fault.
Yep.
So you know what? You guys are playing. Period. You're playing Sunday. Get some guys up from the practice squad. RG3, you're going to play quarterback. Sorry, but that's what we're going to do.
And that's... Everything we've heard was that's why they put all these plans in place, right? Was for these types of situations. You're going to have extra players, but we're playing. We're plugging along here. So you have your extra practice squad. You've got guys that are ready. It's not like you're bringing a guy in off the street. You have people ready to do this. And yet, yeah, there's so many mixed messages. They put the plan in place, and yet they're not really all in on the plan, but they're not really all in on pulling the plug and just adding an 18th week either. It's trying to serve two masters here, and it's not working out. And I do think, I know Michael Irvin kind of joked earlier, oh, the poor Steelers. Well, the Steelers are getting jerked around quite a bit.
If Michael Irvin was on the Steelers, he'd be as mad as they are.
I agree. And I'm not on the Steelers, and I'm not as mad as they are, but I can at least see what they have to whine about and complain about, because it feels like they've gotten the short end of the stick a number of times. And when you add in the fact that they're getting the short end of the stick. If it were the Jets, I think we might all say, oh, don't worry about it, you're tanking anyway. It's the team that's got the best record in your sport right now. A team that's trying to maximize the end of their Hall of Fame quarterback's career here. How many years is he going to play at a high level? He just came back from a major injury. They're a marquee team, and maybe they're going after another Super Bowl, and they just keep getting, you know, punched in the you-know-whats by the league and coronavirus and opponents, and that's why I would play it. Play it. If the Ravens get embarrassed, that's on the Ravens. You didn't take it serious enough as an organization, right? Sometimes that happens. I mean, we saw it here in Foxborough, right? I had a friend named Dave Mondillo who made a mistake, right, in the video department, yep. And it cost the Patriots, right? Sometimes the organization pays for the mistake of a singular man. This is another example where, for whatever reason, that guy didn't take it seriously, the leadership, the protocols, or just one guy made a bad decision.
Well, my guess is, based on what I've read, he was not a believer.
Okay, but
it's not real. It's fake. Masks don't work. He just, all of the protocols that the NFL put in place, this strength and conditioning coach basically said, screw you, I'm doing what I want.
But people had to have known that, correct? Other people, players, coaches, assistant coaches, administrators,
the
trainers.
The head coach should sure as hell have known.
Right? So if you allow him to do that, to make his own decisions, he knows more, well, then you have to pay the piper because you knew. You allowed a guy to make up his own rules as he went along. It's now biting you in the butt. I'm not going to feel sorry for you. I'm just not.
Quick football note here. The Houston Texans releasing wide receiver Kenny Stills. Hmm. ESPN says a mutual parting. He's now available to sign for anybody. Now, my easy question is, if you're the Patriots, are you interested? Why the hell not? if you're Kenny Stills, why would you come here?
I would not.
I assume you want to go to a playoff team, right?
Yeah, or, and a team that, I don't know, throws the pass to its wide receivers, you know, that isn't just having a party because it threw its first touchdown from a quarterback to a wide receiver a week ago. Yeah, I wouldn't have a lot of interest if I'm Kenny Stills in coming to the Patriots, which is weird to say after, you know, two decades of the Tom Brady allure.
Where every wide receiver wanted to come here.
Right. From a Patriots perspective, I'd certainly have interest in any receiver that comes available. Now, he has to pass through waivers, right? We're after the trade deadline, so I think...
Well, it says it's a mutual parting, so I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think he still has to pass through waivers, but I'd have to check on that.
Yes, he will go on waivers. Okay, yeah. Any team could claim him. They will pick up what's left of his $6.975 million salary, which prorated share is not that big a deal.
Right. Yeah, he's a veteran receiver. I mean, he's not great, but beggars can't be choosers at this point. You're bringing up Dante Moncrief off the practice squad.
Okay, so play it out here.
Okay.
Patriots put a claim in on him.
Okay.
So now it's not like he's got the choice. He's a free agent. He can go anywhere he wants. You're thinking he's not going to come here. What if they just put a claim in on him? They still may not get him, by the way.
Right. They're not quite. I mean, what are they, 12th or 13th at this
right.
point?
Now, would the other teams below them in a similar playoff predicament say, yeah, you know what, it's not worth it?
Does he have, I didn't look at it, does he have multiple years left on his deal? Because that could be
a
factor here, too. Because sometimes teams will make this type of a claim for next year, right? Oh, a guy's got 2 years left on his deal? Yeah, I'll take Kenny Stills moving forward. If he's at the end of his contract, then it might not be as valuable to these teams with bad records moving forward because you don't retain him.
He's got 11 catches, 144 yards, and a touchdown this year. He's got a diminished role. Now, here's what's interesting. He was one of the players, and he wasn't the only one, by the way, J.J. Watt and others, went public with the negative reaction to when they fired PR head Amy Palchik earlier this month.
Yep.
You almost wonder if this is Jack Easterby saying, really?
Well, it
you're going to criticize me?
And he has, going back to Miami, he had some of that on him, correct? There was some criticisms of the organization and different things they were doing in terms of social justice, I believe, and some of those areas. So he's a guy that I don't think is afraid to share his opinion on bigger issues than just football and playing wide receiver. So, yeah, that could be. And remember, there were rumors about the possibility that Amy Palchik's ties or support of the Democratic presidential and vice presidential ticket may have irked ownership or the organization in some way and that this could tie into that. So it wouldn't stun me if that were a factor here. Now, I would also say if he had 86 catches for 1,000 yards, this might
everybody would want him.
Right. This might be a little different situation. But he's a veteran receiver that I think probably by some would be seen to have some baggage, not necessarily just a fall in line and do as I tell him kind of player. But for a team like the Patriots, that you take any receiver you can get your hands on.
Two quick news updates. Bears quarterback Nick Foles, doubtful to play on Sunday, which means Mitch Trubisky is back in as the starter for the Bears.
Ugh.
And more importantly, Adam Schefter tweeted out within the last 30 seconds, Ravens Steelers being tentatively moved from Sunday to Tuesday night.
Tentatively, the key word there.
Well, that because are they going to get a whole bunch more positive
right.
tests between now and then? That's what he means.
Right.
But as we said, if they were going to keep it on Sunday, they'd have to wait for the test results later on in the day. But if they were going to move it, that could happen sooner. According to Adam Schefter, it has in fact happened. So Ravens Steelers, well, you get Tuesday Night Football this week.
Woohoo!
And actually, a great Tuesday Night Football game.
Now,
NBC probably prefers a primetime Tuesday night game to a 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon game.
Yes, that's where I do think from a TV perspective that NBC actually gets a standalone valuable broadcast, not just a regular 1 o'clock game. Now, I'm not sure you'll get a great football game because you do have the Ravens have said they're closing the facility till Monday, correct? So
that's what Harbaugh said.
They're going to have 1 day of turnaround, theoretically.
And presumably, you aren't going to have Lamar Jackson yet.
You may not have Lamar Jackson. Who else? Yeah, Lamar you won't, but who else do you not have?
Right.
I also find it interesting here, and I don't know exactly the playbook they're utilizing, but what are, do you have to go 2 days without positive tests? If you had one positive test every day from now through Tuesday, would they still play the game if it was just one?
which is probably why Schefter's calling it tentatively moved
right, and
from Sunday to Tuesday. But that also means, by the way, Ravens-Cowboys next Thursday is going to get moved.
Right.
The question is, will they move a game into that spot from next weekend, take that game and move it to Sunday instead?
There's a lot of questions here, Dale. More questions than answers.
But it's where one strength and conditioning coach who didn't believe any of this stuff was real screws up the entire league.
Yeah.
Doesn't just screw up his team. Screws up the entire league.
But again, not just on him, because he is a lower-level peon, correct?
No, it's still on him. The higher-level peon should have done something, but it's still on him.
Right, but if you see it, you're complicit. I'm sorry. People in leadership positions, or even players, right? The players should know. A guy like, I don't know who their leadership is necessarily, but a guy like Matthew
Presumably
Slater.
Lamar Jackson would
right.
be...
But I'm even saying, like, a guy like Matthew Slater, if he sees, oh, our strength coach is kind of being a jackal and he's not wearing his mask and he's getting in guys' faces while they squat and he's doing whatever.
Right.
Shouldn't he say something? Even if you want to call some narc line and be like, listen, this guy's not doing what we're supposed to be doing. What everybody's told us we're supposed to be doing, he's not going to do. And that isn't even, you know, if you're a coach or you're John Harbaugh or you're, you know, the GM or some front office. You never walked by the weight room. You never saw anything. You never heard anything about that this guy's not taking it seriously. So organizationally.
Or a player never said anything to
right.
you?
Yeah. Organizationally, they were a little bit asleep at the wheel. And the NFL has said in the past that ignorance is not an excuse. And I don't even think they're ignorant in this case. But you have an employee that wasn't doing what he's supposed to do. If you didn't know he wasn't doing it, you should have. And if you did, well, now you're complicit in the issue.
What else you got's coming up next? It's Dale and Keefe with Hart Sports Radio, WEEI.
Now back.
Don't bleep and sugarcoat this, Arnold.
To Dale and Keefe.
Why are we yelling?
This is WEEI.
All right, let's get to a couple of things that we might have missed earlier in the program, Andy.
Dale, so I made you listen to music, right?
You have.
Holiday music. Because I have made the...
Some better than others.
All holiday music is good music.
The Dan Fogelberg thing is treacle.
I don't know what that word means.
Well, trust me.
It rhymes with another word, but we won't go down that road.
No.
So I've made the transition. Last night I watched Home Alone.
Nice.
Tonight I will be watching the first airing of Frosty the Snowman.
Very
8
well
o'clock.
Done.
CBS, and I urge everyone to make the transition. Don't be like Dale. So put your car radio on, WEEI, of course, but occasionally check into the Christmas music. Check in with whatever is on Lifetime or CBS or what is the other one? ABC Family that does like the 25 days of... It is that time of year, and in any year that we've needed it, we need the Christmas spirit, and the Christmas spirit is here. Enjoy.
We've been doing
Frosty the Snowman.
We've been doing like a Christmas movie a day.
And don't you feel better about life?
I do. Last night my wife prevailed, and it was a Hallmark Channel Christmas movie. That's fine. Christmas movies,
yeah.
Christmas movies.
Yeah.
Well, I've been making her watch NFL football during the day and stuff. So
okay, fair.
I had to kind of, you know, give up a little bit. But yes, we've been doing the same thing.
And, good.
I don't mind Christmas Chronicles on Netflix, Christmas Chronicles 2.
I didn't know about Christmas Chronicles until I started seeing all the advertising for Christmas Chronicles 2. Now I'm going to have two movies to watch, so it's beautiful. Two gifts.
One is better than two, but I'm just saying.
You've already seen both?
Yes.
Wow.
I told you, we're doing this stuff. By the way, treacle is cloying sentimentality.
What's cloying?
Just stop it. You know,
stop showing off.
I know. It is a weird world we live in. I think we're in agreement on that, particularly when it comes to social media.
Yes.
I mentioned on Wednesday, when last we gathered here, that football legend Diego Maradona had passed away at the age of 60. He had been in poor health, but he died on Wednesday. And you could make an argument, he is the greatest hero in the history of the country of Argentina. And by the way, you'd have a hard time finding anybody who would argue. So he passed away. His body was taken to a funeral home, and they were preparing his body for his funeral, the funeral home in Buenos Aires. A funeral parlor worker named Diego Molina took a photo placing one hand on the head of Maradona and giving a thumbs up, which he then posted on social media. He has been fired. That's the least of his problems. He has received death threats. Some have called for his Argentinian citizenship to be stripped. He then offered two other funeral home workers the opportunity to pose for selfies with the body of the dead Diego Maradona. They did. What the hell are we doing here?
People just can't help it. You know, fame and stars just cause people to do crazy things. And social media, it's the conjunction there, right? Stars, social media, 15 seconds of fame, all these things. Just don't.
You're going to pose for a picture with your hand on the head of the deceased Diego Maradona and a thumbs up sign.
You'd think you would like know better if you're in that line of work.
No, but I would think that I wouldn't even want to touch him if I don't have to.
Well, but if you're in that line of work, I guess, I don't know. You know what that person needed? What do you always tell me? Every once in a while you send a text to your daughters, take it down.
Yeah.
Delete it.
Delete the tweet.
That person needed somebody a little bit quicker on the trigger to get that text or email to take it down.
Unbelievable. All right, real quick before we go, how do you think the Patriots do Sunday?
I've been wrong a lot lately. I am going to say that the Patriots win, and I'm going to say
Whoa.
The key is Kyler Murray's shoulder. I just have this feeling that it's going to be one of those where he takes a hit early or he like dives forward early, and he's never the same. You get a little bit of a break with no Larry Fitzgerald, and I don't know. I don't feel great about the pick, Dale, but I'll take the Patriots.
All right, well, I'll take the Arizona Cardinals.
Oh, boo. You've always been negative.
Because I don't know who the hell's going to cover DeAndre Hopkins.
That's a problem.
I don't know. All right, we will see you on Tuesday.
Yep.
Rich will be back on Monday. We'll be back here. Rich will be in on Sunday for NFL Sunday as well. OMF is coming up next, but not with O or M or F. We'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Yep.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.